back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson, and let's take a look at the headlines for August 25th, Thursday. Imaka Providing Food and Energy Services announces new executive director. Inyomono Advocates for Community Action, Imaka, has wide doors open and continues to serve low-income families in the Eastern Sierra with the Food Bank and the LIHEAP Energy Bill Assistance Program. They are also excited to announce that Kelly Barcelo will be the new executive director starting in September of 2022. The Imaka Food Bank serves over 400 households across Inyo and Mono counties each month, said food program manager Gene Thomas. Lately, with food prices so high, we're seeing lots of new for enrollment for our monthly distributions, and families need to visit the food bank for the first time for emergency food. Regular monthly food distribution takes place the third and fourth week of each month, though that schedule sometimes changes due to holidays or weather conditions. Check the Imaka website for a monthly delivery schedule or call 760-873-8557 to learn how to sign up for food distribution. Imaka plans to start utilizing a text message system to remind people about distribution days, so sign up if you would like to get alerts. Imaka always welcomes volunteers to help with food distribution and is particularly in need of hands to help with the Mammoth Lakes distribution for a few hours once a month. Imaka is accepting energy assistance applications through their LIHEAP program for low-income households. If you need help paying your electric, propane, or kerosene bill, or need assistance purchasing pellets or firewood during the winter months, we are here to help you through the application process, said Anna Houston, energy assistance manager. Imaka is also happy to announce that we initiated a water bill assistance program. If you have overdue water bills, reach out to see if you are eligible for assistance. Imaka's BOD is proud to announce that Kelly Berceau will step into the role of executive director next month. Kelly has many years of experience working at Imaka as the Community Connection for Children, CCC, and Facilities Director, served as Vice Chair of the Local Child Abuse Prevention Council, and as a trauma-informed care trainer. I am grateful that the Imaka BOD has placed their confidence in me, and very much look forward to my new role, said Kelly. Imaka is on a strong path right now, and I look forward to the organization continuing to provide quality services to our low-income neighbors. Imaka downsized significantly earlier this year. We are so thankful that the community partners were able and willing to step in and support programs that Imaka no longer had the capacity to run, said current Executive Director Katie Morley. Funds provided to Imaka by Inyo and Mono County, the town of Mammoth Lakes, and the city of Bishop earlier this year were a lifeline to the organization and allowed it to continue providing vital community services during a time of staff overturn that led to a billing delay. Imaka has a bright future ahead now that the organization is once again fiscally stable and focused on providing core services. The last 12 months have been challenging, but I am confident that Imaka's future is bright, and I am thrilled that Kelly is taking the reins as I step down. She is experienced, energetic, and the right person to lead Imaka in the years to come. During the past 2 years, Imaka has seen a very large increase in demand for services. They always welcome donations, which are tax deductible, because Imaka is a 501c organization.
Eastern Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Mammoth Mountain Bike Report for August 25th, 2022. Looks like they have 52 trails open. Daily temps are in the low 70s, weather is sunny, and winds are low. Our favorite trails. Do you have a favorite trail? Has it always been the same, or does it change depending on your mood? For us, it's an evolving relationship, which speaks volumes to where we're at with our riding and lives. Right now, our favorite trails start with Skid Marks and continues down through Juniper, descending 3,000 feet from the summit of Mammoth Mountain all the way down to town. For the advanced expert rider, the top of Skid Marks is an exposed rip cascading off the south side of the mountain. Fast, chunky, and a whole bunch of fun. If you have the skills, Skid Marks is not to be missed. The trail takes on a different character as it twists and turns down towards the base of Chair 9. This is where Juniper begins and some of the most classic single tracks on the mountain awaits. Fast, flowy, and feature-laden Juniper is our favorite trail on the mountain, at least for today. Trail crew has been busy working on Big Ring, which is dialed, Paper Route, Velocity, Uptown, DC-10, and Breakthrough. The Mammoth 50K Pedalpalooza is this Saturday, August 27th, so note that there will be racers climbing and traversing the mountain from 7:30 a.m. until 12 p.m. If you're racing, we wish you luck. Lift and trail status is available through the link on EasternSierraNow.com or the app.
I checked out Mara's Treasures today. And man, was I not ready for the story behind that shop. It is a beautiful store. They've got an amazing collection of crystals and fossils. But to hear about Mara herself, a woman who dedicated 25 years to gems and crystals and fossils, and dreamt of having her own store, and unfortunately passed just a few weeks before it could open, and she could see her dream come true. It hit me hard. And now that is my favorite store. I want to keep her memory alive, and I hope you do too. Please go check them out. If you're into crystals, they've got what you need. If you like fossils or history, they've got what you need. Just go on in, say hi, and go read about Mara and her fabulous life.
And that's going to do it for today. I'd like to thank all our sponsors, and thank you for listening. Please do us a favor, like us on Facebook, Eastern Sierra Now, download the app, and check out the website, easternsierranow.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to tune into tomorrow, when Jesse will be back to give you the overview of the week.